Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are online all the time at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Rachel Martin. And you know what, Allison? News is like a rainbow.
How so, Rachel?
Well, it can also be considered a coat of many colors. See, It can also be a kaleidoscope or a pinwheel. Basically, it's something with lots of colors. That's what we're trying to say, lots of colors. Sometimes the news is red and sometimes it's blue, really, really blue. Sometimes it's turquoise and sometimes it's the color of awesome. And when it's that color, it goes into something that we like to call the ramble.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
All right, our first story is a battle between a huge empire and a small rebel alliance. Actually, it's just one guy. Here's the deal. Lucasfilm, George Lucas's studio, is suing a British man for copyright infringement over the Stormtrooper outfits. Now, here's the amazing part of this film. The guy who is representing Lucasfilm, Michael Block, showed up in court yesterday with two Stormtroopers on either side of him. The entire time they just stood there while he was making his case to the court.
Giving a whole new meaning to the word courtroom drama.
Now, here's some details. A man named Andrew Ainsworth, designed the Stormtrooper helmets. And he found one of the original helmets in a cupboard a couple years ago. And he decided to start manufacturing them. And that's when Lucasfilm swooped in. The Times of London reported that Mr. Ainsworth must have felt, quote, like an Ewok facing an army of Stormtroopers on the forest moon of Endor. Now, Ainsworth's attorneys are expected to argue that the copyright of the Stormtrooper's form has expired because it was a piece of industrial design rather than a work of art. Ha.
All right, next up, the Squirrel Man must goeth. Here's the story. A Seattle man known as Squirrel Man is being evicted from a treehouse that he built in a vacant lot under an interstate in Seattle. His real name is not Squirrel Man, believe it or not. It is David Shockey. And he started building the treehouse about 2 years ago. Squirrel Man lives in the treehouse with his rat Lucky, his ferret Rainbow, and an off-balance squirrel named Tilt. Some of the people who live around the area say he's actually a really good neighbor. He keeps the lot clean, and crime has apparently gone down since he moved in.
Wow.
Who knew? Squirrel Man is 55 years old and has a really interesting story. He was actually born homeless, and he was adopted by a family, and then he lost his home again after he lost his job in Seattle. And we're actually going to try to break this out and have a conversation with him later on this week in the show. And there's apparently been an outpouring of support from people in Seattle. So he's been given a little more time to vacate the tree until April 18th. He says he doesn't know what he's going to do when he has to leave the tree.
Let's head south to California. And I'm not one to gossip, but LaWanda Jackson is nosy. All right.
How nosy is she?
I have proof from an LA Times exclusive interview with Ms. Jackson. She had to quit her job as an administrative assistant specialist at UCLA because, do you remember when all these movie stars' files were being accessed?
Oh, yeah.
And people thought that there was some sort of nefarious intent behind this unauthorized access of these personal medical files of people like Maria Shriver and Farrah Fawcett, 60 other people. No, just LaWanda. Told in the LA Times, clearly I made a mistake, let's just put it at that. You know what, she quit before UCLA could fire her. She went on to defend herself saying, I don't even remember half the stuff I even looked at. There was no intent to do anything bad.
She was just curious.
Yeah, that's federal prosecutors, they've still launched an inquiry.
So, rest easy, America. Disney is making another High School Musical. That's right, High School Musical 4 is on its own. I didn't even know there were three, frankly. High School Musical 3.
This thing is huge. You didn't know. It's just huge. I know it doesn't have any meaning in your life, but this is one of those
weird
phenomena.
It means a lot to a lot of
phenomena.
People.
Yeah.
I mean, they haven't even started filming 3, apparently, and they're already writing number 4. And there's no word yet whether Zac Efron, Vanessa Ann Hutchins, I've heard of those two, Ashley Tisdale or Corbin Bleu will star in the fourth movie. Producers say there will be some new characters introduced in the third that will then carry over into the fourth. HSM, as it's called, is a juggernaut for Disney. It's pretty much like printing their own money. You were bringing this up. It's just raked in so much cash. Here's a number for you. The first High School Musical made more than $1 billion in operating revenue for Disney, which is just really amazing.
You can find all the links to this story, all of these stories, at npr.org/Bryant Park.